Hello, Blind Cool Tech. My name is Jim. I'm in Lubbock, Texas. This is my first attempt to do any sort of podcasting, so we'll see what happens. I'm using a Plex Talk with its internal microphone, and I've just got it sitting here, so if the quality's not wonderful, then sorry. So today I'm going to talk about smoking a brisket, and I don't mean with really, really large rolling papers and lots of inhalations, but on a smoker. If you've never done a smoker, it's somewhat like a barbecue grill, but it uses wood instead of charcoal, and it's a lengthy process, so I won't be doing the whole thing, but just rather segments of it. Let me describe the smoker, first of all. It is a barrel-shaped device. Actually, it's two barrel-shaped devices. They are horizontally, so that if you split it in half, it opens, there's a lid, and the top half of it opens. There are two parts, a firebox, where the wood goes, which is a little on one end of the smoker and a little bit lower so that the heat will rise and the smoke will go up through the smokestack, which is attached to the other end of the main smoker. The firebox is about 18 inches long, and the rest of the smoker is about probably 3 feet long. The smokestack sticks up on the opposite end from the firebox about 2 feet. This thing is heavy. It's on wheels and you can move it around. It probably weighs about 300 pounds. So that's pretty much the smoker. It's got three racks, so you can get about 80 pounds of meat on here if you wanted to cook that much, and we won't. So that's pretty much the description of the smoker. The brisket has marinated for about 24 hours with a rub that I put on there, which consisted of garlic, onions, pepper, salt, paprika, and probably something else, and I can't really remember, so I rubbed that into the brisket. So it tends to be pretty spicy. I don't know if I mentioned salt, but there's salt in there too, so the salt will become part of the meat, and so it will pick up the flavor as it goes along. The ideal smoking temperature for brisket is probably 3 to 350 Fahrenheit, and so that's what I'll attempt to keep it at. There's a thermometer on there, but it doesn't do me any good. It's not tactile. Besides, I think it's so covered up with smoke that nobody else can read it anyway if they had to. But it normally takes 8 to 12 hours to smoke a brisket. This thing is probably 12 pounds maybe, so. All right, let me describe the process a little bit. In the firebox, I've put some smaller pieces of wood that are mesquite, which is wood that grows here rampantly, so it's pretty easy to find. I'm going to do an experiment because I also have part of a pecan tree that I cut down that I'm going to use in the smoker as well. So anyway, I have a few pieces of wood in the firebox already. And so basically what I'll do is get some lighter fluid, which is part of the process for doing this. And I'm going to move away a little bit. Put some on here. Probably a half a cup, and then I'll let that soak for a minute. So what that does is just give the wood a little bit of a boost when you actually light the fire. So once the fire is going, it has to wait about probably an hour with this particular smoker before you can actually put the meat on it before it cooks. What happens, it flames up, it makes coals, sort of like charcoal does. And then once it calms down, then I'll put the meat on, and you close both lids and open the smokestack and consume a few beers and wait for the brisket to be done, and it's pretty tasty. So I have a little striker that I'm going to go over here. There we go. Okay, so the fire is going, and I think until it's actually hot enough to cook on, there's probably not much more to say. I hope this has been clear enough so far. Then when I bring the meat out, I'll kind of talk about that whole process, and then we'll go from there. Okay, I'm back. The fire is going. I wish you could hear this. I wonder if you can. anyway, that's going. Sorry about the noise here. Let me move the Plex Talk back over here. In the meantime, I have put away my lighter fluid, the striker that I used to start the fire with, and I've gotten my can full of water, which I put on the smoker to give some steam to make the meat a little bit moister, whichever. So, and the brisket is out here, and so in about 10 minutes or so, I'll probably put it on, and it will have to cook all day. It's about 8 o'clock in the morning now. It should be done about 6, so I'll go away one more time and then come back whenever I put the brisket on. So now, we're about to do the brisket. I will unwrap it. It's in this aluminum foil here. Which is rather messy, because it has all the garlic and the marinade on there. So, there's the smoker and the brush. Clean off the grill a little bit. Get all the last smoker doobies off of there. Alright. Opening the lid. And putting the brisket in there. The big lid and close the firebox, and that is pretty much what's involved, except now there's just the wait, it'll be 8, 10, 12 hours before it's done. So that is it, unless I can think of anything to add to this. Well, what a hot day for cooking brisket. It was about 100 degrees outside today, or 102 at its hottest point. It's about 9 o'clock at night. The brisket and I are back in the kitchen. It's just come off the grill. It took a little longer than I thought. It was probably almost 13 and a half hours, I think, somewhere about. It was a pretty good-sized brisket. I've sliced it, just now finished slicing it. It's still warm. It has a great smoky smell to it. It's sliced really nicely for sandwiches. Brisket tends to be pretty fatty overall. It's got a lot of fat, which if you cook it on a grill or a smoker, the fat cooks away and you're left with most of the meat. It makes great sandwiches. It's good chopped or sliced. And there are lots of other ways to cook brisket as well, but a smoker is just a fun way to hang around outside, have a little fire, have a few beers, iced tea, whatever, and have fun with some friends. Normally it's an all-day process, and people tend to party a good bit and cook brisket on their smokers, and so it's pretty fun. I think I'll have a piece just to see if it's really any good. I've put some in a little bag here. I'll break off a little piece. Smoky, good, tender, warm, wonderful brisket. I've had a couple of afterthoughts that I might put in here about smokers and briskets in general. You normally can catch brisket on sale, at least in this part of the country, for about $1.29 a pound. There's a fair amount of fat on it, so it... if you buy 10 pounds of brisket, you might be probably 2 pounds of fat, so you get about 8 pounds of meat. It's still a pretty good cut, because it's pretty flavorful, and once you put it on the smoker, then it cooks away the fat, and it's not quite so unhealthy for you as it might be if you were to cook the same cut of meat in the oven or on top of the stove. Some people boil them. The best thing I've seen for slicing this brisket is I think it's called, I've had this thing for a long time. It's called a Magna Wonder knife. It has a guide on it. It's an adjustable guide, and I usually adjust it fairly thin and slice the brisket across the grain. There are two, the brisket has two directions of grain. You slice for a while, and then you turn it and slice the other direction. So it's real weird. I don't exactly know how that works, except that I know that normally slice across the grain to have a tenderer cut of meat. You might slice lengthwise if you're going to make something like beef jerky out of it or whatever. But the Magna Wonder knife seems to work better than almost anything else. I've tried electric knives, but I didn't use them very well, so... Oh, you may hear my clock going off in the background. So it's 9 o'clock, I believe. The witching hour for this brisket smoker. So, we will talk to you again sometime soon. Hopefully. If anybody is interested in other smoker ideas, other smoker podcasts, or other food preparation kinds of stuff, let me know. You can find me in the Blind Cool Tech chat room oftentimes, or you can email me at jgattys, J-T-T-E-Y-S, at nts-online.net. Hope you've enjoyed it, and hope somebody got something from it. I know I certainly did. Well, not to mention the brisket. Anyway, happy eating.